Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is clear and pleasant. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, the sun shines brightly, offering a warm day for those outside. Haifa enjoys a similar sunny outlook, while Eilat remains warm. A perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, in response to last night's rocket launches, the IDF attacked areas in southern Lebanon, targeting Kirbat Salam and Tulin. This comes from Walla's report earlier this hour. Also, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF struck Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon following a barrage on northern Israel. EU's foreign policy chief warned that Tehran could become more dangerous without nuclear expert talks. Also, this hour, Ynet reveals that Israel is waiting for a U.S. green light to strike Iran. The IDF uncovered a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store near Metula. Separately, N12 reports that Israel's smaller cabinet convened to discuss potential actions in Lebanon and Iran. Senior officials shared assessments of escalating hostilities. And finally, I-24 News notes that the U.S. military is drafting backup strike plans if the Iran ceasefire collapses. Here's what people are saying online. Jonathan Conricus, a former IDF spokesperson, posted earlier today questioning when the Iranian regime will face consequences for its actions. Dan Linnaeus, a geopolitical analyst, shared that the Pentagon is considering suspending Spain from NATO, among other strategic reassessments. Eli Afriat, an Israeli journalist, noted that former President Trump participated in peace talks with Lebanon, extending the ceasefire by 3 weeks and calling for the repeal of prohibitive laws. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's recent actions in Lebanon, Walla reports these strikes were in retaliation to Hezbollah's ceasefire violations. This escalation highlights the fragile state of current agreements and raises concerns of further conflict in the region, turning to the discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel. Ynet details how the IDF found the tunnel beneath a clothing store near Metula. This discovery underscores ongoing tensions and the potential threat to civilian areas if hostilities resume. Meanwhile, the smaller cabinet's meeting reflects Israel's strategic considerations amidst regional tensions. N12 indicates that senior officials are weighing responses to developments in Lebanon and Iran. This reveals the complex diplomatic landscape Israel navigates in ensuring its security. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that BAND launched with $17 million in funding to connect AI agents. The Israeli startup aims to revolutionize how AI systems interact and collaborate. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares that Yohanov is offering a 50% discount on New Balance shoes through parallel imports. This move could reshape the retail landscape in Israel. And finally, Mariv Business warns of the risks from the dollar's decline, with Israel potentially facing the Dutch disease. This economic condition could lead to industry closures and a talent exodus. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.